Hoşça kalın.
This is Area 54, music from the future.
Area 54.
Thank you.
Mike with the Area 54, and appreciate you guys tuning in. New album from Eric Hilton. That's right, he's got two new albums out, not just one. New album's called Impossible Silence, and this is kind of maybe more of what we would consider a concept album of music that he was influenced by in his early days. And you can definitely tell that Eric Hilton is the side of Thievery Corporation that Mike and I play more on the show. I'm not going to say he is Thievery Corporation, because there's a lot of tracks on Thievery Corporation that aren't him that other people might like better than you and I. I don't know how else to put it. Anyway,
yeah,
that song.
Well, this is kind of like his it's inspired by 60s and 70s movie soundtracks. It's his take on movies. So, like, you know, he's into all those old French noir movies then, you know, from listening to this album.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, he is. So is some of his label bandmates, Thunderball from back in the day. They all, you know, yeah. A lot of that music comes from that. But anyway, that song was by Eric Hilton from Thievery Corporation. A new album is called Impossible Silence, but a song called Midnight in Montmartre. And Groover Mod, or Kruder and Dorfmeister before that, off their album 1995. This is just an album that they actually were probably in lockdown and got to the bottom of their closet and found the Dats and released this album called 1995. The song we played for you is called Dope. And we had Nicholas, we'll come back to that album. Nicholas Godin before that did a song called What Makes Me Think About You. It's off the album Concrete and Glass. Slow Dive played a track called Slow Mo. It's off their self-titled album. Tycho before that played a track called Japan. That was the Satin Jackets remix. Satin Jackets always just do such nice remixes. And then we started off the whole set with Joris Voorn. Off the album 4, played a song called District 7. It's the Broken Mix. So the Kruder and Dorfmeister, my take on this album is, I don't know, it'll be interesting to hear Mike's take, but my take on this album is that it's unfinished. But you can definitely hear, you can hear the influences that their percussion, even, you know, when they didn't have a lot of technology available to them in 1995, but they still had really good drum tracks. These guys were really good at drum tracking, electronic drum tracks. Even on this album that I think lacks a lot of melody and a lot of depth, still you can kind of hear where they came from here with this album.
Right. I think there's a reason these tracks were not ever released, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't release them in 95 and put them on an album. I mean, some of them, you always feel like, okay, it's going somewhere with the song. Like, okay, here comes High Noon or Black Baby, and then it just feels unfinished. And they could have done something else with the song and kind of updated them, but it just feels like they're just kind of, I mean, these must have been experimental tracks back then. They left them on a tape and they didn't touch them. And now they're like, oh, what are we going to do? We got all these Dats and let's just release them. It's like they, you know, as far as not being melodic, they were Billie Eilish 25 years before her.
Yeah. Well, I almost feel like this is a gift to everybody that is a producer that's stuck at home in COVID to take these drum tracks and do something melodic with them. Because it's almost a great overlay for somebody to do something, throw some melody over these or some vocals. And actually make it,
you know, but they got way more melodic when they became, when there was, you know, when it was Peace Orchestra even, or they became Tosca, than these tracks. I mean, it seems like it's just like kind of like it's like Kruder and Dorfmeister in their infancy. And it's their, you know, and they really, I mean, if you listen to the sessions, I think they were better at taking other people's material actually and remixing it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, they were. And then once they did the Sessions album, they probably hated their sound, because they set a new standard, set the bar a little higher for themselves, and were probably forced to, you know, go explore more melody in their music.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of these artists from back in the day, like Fela Brasilia came out with a bunch of Dats as well from, you know, 25 or 30 years ago that they found in their closet and they released, and you're like, okay, now you're releasing, it sounds really dated, you know, at this point. You didn't update your sound at all.
Well, it was acid jazz back then. You know, that wasn't even really, the genres is different than it is now. A lot more musical influences from a lot of different genres now are mixed into the music, where then it was ambient and acid jazz.
And trip hop.
And trip hop, I guess.
Trip hop, yeah. Speaking of trip hop, this could have been a trip hop song, I think, this next song, Major Lazer. The Classics remix of their song Cashflow. I mean, this song's timeless, actually.
It is.
Let's play. It's Tim and Mike with the Area 54.